Let's begin again wherever you are by taking a good, deep, cleansing, energizing breath together. And again. Looking ahead on Tuesday at today's Daily Word was my inspiration for this talk. This line jumped out as a way to weave the connecting threads from the past few weeks' messages. I admire and respect the sacred calling and work of innovative and groundbreaking thinkers and leaders. The work they have done to forge new paths and lead humanity in new directions inspires me. Reverend Ogun's reflections on Martin Luther King continue to cause me good, holy discomfort. Last week, I shared the work of two groundbreaking thinkers who inspire and challenge me. And from some of the messages I received, they challenged and inspired you as well. Rereading passages from Andrew Harvey and drawing on the teaching of Reverend Chelsea, it lit a fire in me last week. Their holy fire of sacred activism opened a window of inspiration that pushed my holy imagination open. Yet as the week wore on, my messy, familiar practice of think, pray, write, pace, write, think couldn't quite lift the heaviness that lurked in my heart. The world and its heartbreaks left me feeling way more sad, worried, and tired than inspired. The looming large-scale geopolitical fears and heartbreaks of this unsettling time in which we live, those close to home heartbreaks, like the death of our much-loved friend, Kathy. Worries about the health of dear friends and stunned at how their experiences shed light on the exhausted state of our healthcare system. Even the seemingly inconsequential worry about a car repair that took longer and cost more than I expected. And just these days of cold winter winds. Amen. Can you relate? Have I inspired you yet? I've heard inspiration described as the breath of God, an inner quickening. One of the definitions of inspiration is to draw in breath, to inhale. Let's take a deep breath together one more time. And as we pause to breathe in the very breath of God, here's the heart of my talk. Pause, breathe, repeat. I could just sit down now. The heart of my prayer is pause, breathe, repeat. I feel my own breath as God breathing in me, breathing life in me. And now we do that in the company of this beloved community of spiritual friends, spiritual family. And let's see what happens when we do that together. I am grateful to those who inspire me. I'm grateful to you, my beloved Unity family, because I have to show up for you, I then also have to show up for me. Inspired by your presence, over and over again, I get to turn to quiet prayer and meditation. Turn to writers who rekindle my insight. Turn to heartfelt conversations that invite and stir my soul with friendship, with holding my own toes to that spiritual fire. Each time I wrestle with these talks, because I do wrestle, in that wrestling that I hope will inspire us to live together our sacred purpose as a community, I also renew my own commitment to walk with God through every moment. I stand on your shoulders while I invite you to also stand on mine. Who are the voices that have led you to a new or deeper understanding of your path? Take a moment to bring these people to your heart mind. My own list of shoulders that I stand on includes some of the biggies: Rabbi Jesus, the Buddha, and it includes teachers inspired by them: Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama that I've talked about before, Mother Teresa, Matthew Fox, Dorothy Day, Richard Rohr, Mirabai Starr, Henry Nouwen, Thich Nhat Hanh. My list includes writers and poets I've encountered over the years whose words changed the way I see myself and the world. Virginia Woolf, Rosemary Wetola Tromer, Emily Dickinson, Toni Morrison, Naomi Shihab Nye, Sue Monk Kidd, Louisa May Alcott, Mary Oliver, Ross Gay, Jan Richardson, Krista Tippett. My list of inspiration includes Bridget of Ireland, the ancient Celtic triple goddess, maiden, mother, and crone, and the 5th century abbess, and according to some stories, bishop, St. Bridget of Kildare, and my mother's grandmother, Bridget Mahoney, whose cells and name I carry and whom I never met. And now the fierce and sweet little being, my 6-month-old granddaughter, Keely Bridget. Thich Nhat Hanh writes in Present Moment, Wonderful Moment, if you look deeply into the palm of your hand, you will see your parents and all generations of your ancestors. All of them are alive in this moment. Each is present in your body. You are a continuation of those people. Take a moment to look closely at the palm of your hand. You are not only a continuation of all those generations, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. Think for a moment about what it took for your soul and spirit to be born into this exact moment. You are a miracle. We may not know many or any of those past generations, yet they are a part of us and we stand on their shoulders. I have a friend from One Spirit who for years mourned that although she was a beloved adopted child, she had no knowledge of her birth ancestors. Until one day, as a group of us talked, she came to the sweet insight which was for sure the voice of God whispering, that her birth ancestors knew her. Her ancestors knew her. And now she was doubly blessed by the ancestors that she knew from her adoptive family and those who knew her. We may be inspired by the goodness we received from the shoulders we stand on in our families. We may be inspired by our family legacies of what not to do, of how we want to reimagine that legacy. Again, from the Daily Word, I've heard inspiration described as the breath of God, an inner quickening. This quickening is mine as I forge new paths and boldly journey forward, creating my life anew. Growing strong in generational love, healing generational trauma, we forge new paths and boldly journey forward by coming into the present moment, alive with the mystery and wonder of the miracle that we are as we co-create our lives walking with God. Look again at the palm of your own hand. In this moment, what is your legacy? How have you inspired those around you simply by being you? This afternoon, Kathy Williams' friends and family will gather to celebrate her life. Kathy inspired us by her courage and her openness with her cancer journey, but she also inspired her family and friends by her love of books and storytelling and line dancing and mermaids, by her deep thirst for spirituality, in her courage to reshape her life in ways that fit her innermost being. That is a truly inspiring legacy. This passage is attributed to Dorothy Day in the book Dorothy Day, A Radical Devotion by Robert Coles. We are communities in time and in a place, but we are communities in faith as well. And sometimes time can stop shadowing us. Our lives are touched by those who lived centuries ago, and we hope that our lives will mean something to people who won't be alive until centuries from now. It's a great chain of being, someone once told me, and I think our job is to do the best we can to hold up our small segment of the chain. That's one kind of localism, I guess, and one kind of politics, doing your utmost to keep that chain connected, unbroken. Kathy did her utmost to keep that chain connected and unbroken. My list of visionaries, luminaries, and poets, a list which to me sounded very much like the Bagats in Genesis, but with far more women thrown in there. Our lives that did or are doing their utmost to keep that chain of being unbroken. What will we do with our one wild, precious life? From the Gospel according to Mary Oliver. In our own local lives, how are we called towards what is mine to do? To keep divine inspiration flowing, I make time to rest in contemplative stillness. I begin each day with a prayer for a receptive mind and heart. I pray for the courage and clarity to release my rigid expectations. I live in a state of gratitude for the inspiration that flows from God and the opportunity to share it. Star Regan DiCiurcio writes in Divine Sparks, Interfaith Wisdom for a Postmodern World, in a chapter titled A Prayerful Life. And this is a little bit of a long passage, but it so speaks to who we are as a praying community. Life is a mystery that holds much we will never understand. Our particular role is part of that mystery. Why was I born? What am I meant to do with my life? These existential questions can be difficult to answer, but they are rewarding to contemplate and work with over the years. Answers vary and change, but the beauty of the gift of life never does. We can enter that mystery and experience awe at our own manifestation and all of creation. This wonder is always available if we wish to tap into it. Sitting with it in meditation and prayer can lead to what is termed absorption in Buddhism or mystical union in Christianity. Often when we pray, we are seeking change. A crisis can bring us to prayer after years of silence, but there is another reason to pray. And this is what so resonates with me with unity prayer. Star writes, prayer changes us. When we become prayerful, meditative people, we increase our awareness of our circumstances and relationships. We come to know ourselves more deeply. Our true selves emerge, and we can live with well-considered intention. Ultimately, all our aspirations may be based in love. Our divine sparks are fanned. This alone is reason enough to live a prayerful life. We are a praying community. We pray in trust that all we need to do is settle our bodies, our minds, and our hearts into the stillness, into the presence of God. And we will be empowered with the blessings of courage, clarity, discernment, peace, abundance, faith, and hope. No matter how hard it is at times to understand the mystery of life. Then the Lord God formed them from the dust of the ground and breathed into their nostrils the breath of life, and they became living beings. We are living beings. Beings, enlivened with the very breath of God. In every moment of our human journey, we are invited into the presence of the source of all love. We encounter our holy heartbreaks, our holy imaginations, our holy discomfort, and our holy healing. We are divine sparks, holding each other, giving each other inspiration when inspiration fails us. We are walking each other home, spreading our light into the dark corners of a hurting world. We are called always into the stillness as individual sparks. And then we are called into community to grow the world we want to see, to grow the world we long to see. And so we pray. Sweet Spirit, Father, Mother, God, we walk and move and sing and pray in you. We offer our grateful hearts in thanks for this time together in sacred stillness and in community. As we listen to your voice within, may we feel the quickening of your breath in us, inspiring us to live fully in your divine flow of grace and goodness. Bless us. Bless us with the courage and clarity that we need in order to transform the world by our love and service. May it be so, and so it is. Amen.